Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. And thank you, everybody out there, for being here today. We got a little rainy day going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in North Texas. Hope if you've been going through a drought wherever you are, you're catching a little bit of rain. If you've been having a lot of rain, hope you get a little more sunshine. So whatever the situation is, whatever your gardening concerns are, give us a shout and we'll chat about it. 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478, is the number to be with us. The hour is brought to you by all of the wonderful sponsors that we have on the show here and on DirtDoctor.com. Dr. O'Hara's products, the Chi Omega products, Essential Formulas, BioSI, Crazy Water, Arbico Organics, EcoSafe Pest Control, Moore Tree and Landscaping, Medina Corporation, Kyolic, Nature's Guide, and I'll miss somebody. And we've just got some brand new advertisers, and I'll tell you about them in just a minute, because I want to welcome them on board one more time. I was talking to Danny off the air, and Danny had a heck of a recommendation. It's going to be with a big caveat for obvious reasons when you hear it. But Danny's in Rome, Georgia. He calls the show from time to time, a listener, and has a recommendation for chiggers. And he said that the chiggers that they have there are there in wet or dry weather. So the previous caller, when I said it might be something other than chiggers, could be the chicken mite or something related, which, by the way, I need to look up the name of. So whether it's a mite or chiggers or whatever, you might want to give Danny's recommendation a try. I did it when he first said it. I said, I don't know if I want to use that myself or talk about that, but we'll tell you what it is, and I'll follow up by saying I did a quick search on the internet, and there's all kinds of stuff on the internet about this being a good thing to do for not only chiggers but other internal parasites and various other things. And the recommendation from Danny and Rome, Georgia, was to put one drop of turpentine on a sugar cube, one sugar cube, and eat it. And he said that before doing it, chiggers would eat them up, especially around the waist, you know, around the belt and everything, and after doing it, wouldn't bother them at all. There is clinical turpentine available out there. He said turpentine is getting to be hard to find. It apparently is made from, you know, pine resin. It's what it starts out as, and then it's, you know, turned into turpentine. I'm not recommending you run out and do this. It may be dangerous as it can be. I don't have any idea, but I did want to tell you what he said. And there's also a whole bunch of information on the internet about it if you want to look into that. If anybody else has had some experience with it, especially people in the medical profession, maybe something to it, because that's a problem a lot of people have and have difficult getting rid of, those little no-see-ums that eat them up. And apparently one drop of turpentine on a sugar cube will handle a wide range of them. Is it safe enough to take? That's the question, I guess, and we will begin looking into it more. Let's see you right now. It's Ed's turn, Colorado Springs. Hey, Ed.
Hi, glad to speak to you. I got a wonderful show.
Well, thanks.
I got a question. My lawn fire, I got Kentucky Blue, and it came out of the winter really nice looking. It was, you know, the blue color, nice and thick.
Uh-huh.
But as the time went on, these spots started developing. I don't, this large, it could be like 10 feet by 8 feet, and it has a blue-gray hue to it. And it just doesn't want to come back. And then there's, and other, you know, there could be a strip that runs right through that spot that I'm speaking of, and the grass is as rich as can be looking. It's healthy looking, wide, you know, wide needle, or not needle, wide, the stems are nice and wide, and it's, you know, a nice color,
mm-hmm.
but on either side of it, and it's different parts of the yard.
What has been your fertilizer program, and what kind of pesticides have you used in the past?
Well, I was using, I don't know the name right now, but it's an organic one I switched over to a couple years ago.
Okay, all right.
And supposed to fertilize, it was recommended to fertilize like every holiday.
Every holiday, that's an interesting.
You know, about that way.
Yeah.
But, now, it seems like, am I spreading this? Because it has, now it has not only moved into one patch, you know, it's different spots all over. It's something that am I carrying around with the lawnmower? Am I carrying around my shoes? But
well, it's hard to say. You could have a disease or you could have some insect issues, either one. The first thing I would ask you is, as you look at the other Kentucky bluegrass lawns around in your area, are you seeing similar problems on other properties?
Just a minute. I got another.
This is going to be an interesting.
You know, well, actually, I had a real good lawn before, but it was a hodgepodge of everything.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like it fought off everything. No problem with it. You know, get the sun to come out, it could dry, it would always spring back.
Right.
But with this new lawn, I had to have it put in.
Ed, answer that phone. Let me put you on hold, and then I'll come back to you in a minute, okay? All right. I'll come back to you in just a minute. Right now, we'll talk with Fran while he's taking care of his phone business there in Fort Worth. Hi, Fran. I'm Howard. You're Fran.
I received an orchid that you buy down at Kroger's and Albertson's like that. You know, the little plants.
Uh-huh.
I received it for my birthday yesterday. And it looks like it's being crowded in the little pot. It says to put 3 ice cubes on it each week. But the plant, it looks like it's crowded.
Well, orchids can take that condition. They don't fuss about that much at all, friend. They're actually pretty tough to grow.
Oh, okay.
If the 3 ice cubes is keeping it from wilting and being enough water, that's fine. I hadn't heard
of
that.
Well, I just got it yesterday. I just put the ice cubes on it this morning.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of orchids around our house, and Judy developed a technique of soaking them in a bucket or in a sink. And just getting them totally saturated. A lot of the orchids that you buy at the stores have bark and organic material in the...
It just looks like it's all roots to me.
Well, there's probably some bark down in there. Is the top looking good? The foliage and the flowers looking good?
Oh, yes. Okay. They're beautiful.
Well, you can do the ice cube thing and let us know how it works for you. 3 ice cubes every 2 weeks is what?
Every
week.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we probably do something weekly or maybe every week and a half with the soaking, so maybe you accomplish about the same thing. And the only fertilizer that we use for our orchids is Garrett juice.
Garrett juice,
and
okay.
Orchids love it.
All right.
Okay.
Do you have to reduce it down or anything?
No, mix it just like the recommendations for spraying it on foliage outside.
Oh, okay. That's what I'll do then.
Okay, good luck. Keep me posted.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, friend.
Bye.
All right, let's see. Where did Ed go? Did he drop off? If Ed calls back, let me know, and we'll talk about his bluegrass just a little bit more there. Got an open line, too, if you want to jump on here at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Phil at Lake Fork next. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Howard. I wanted to give you a little report on our grasshopper program.
Okay, good.
I might have mentioned to you last year that we set up 750 feet of raised beds, and everything was going beautiful. And then the grasshoppers hit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've had an increasing problem with grasshoppers over the last 3 years. It was a veritable plague last year. So this year, about 3 weeks before, well, it's been right at 7 weeks now, we put out beneficial nematodes over the surrounding 20 acres. And then when the first S-stars showed up about 3 weeks ago, we put out semispore put out 50 pounds of semispore over 18 or 20 acres.
Okay, biological product, yeah.
I got that from Arbico and planted natural. Anyway, and this week we've so far covered about 15 acres with the semispore.
Wow.
And I'm seeing very few grasshoppers. We got probably about 95% control.
That's great news.
And we're about to put out the, we're about to finish putting out the second application.
So it's all with biological tools you're doing.
I've been organic 30 years.
Well, that's a great report. Awesome. Let me put you on hold. If you had something else, I'll chat with you off there, and we'll report back to everybody. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
We all know that humans need probiotics, but your dog needs probiotics too. Some dogs have chronic digestive issues just like humans. Probiotics will aid digestion and help improve overall immune health. Hi, I'm Gail Pruitt, certified nutritionist and author of the Doggone Good Cookbook. I do nutritional research for both humans and canines, focusing primarily on digestive issues. So whether your dog has chronic digestive issues or just the occasional upset, I recommend that you give your dog a daily probiotic to balance your dog's gut flora. You know, eating right and taking the right supplements are so important for your good health and for your best friends. And the best probiotics I've found is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. So make sure the nutrients you and your dog eat are providing the maximum benefits. And always share your Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Your dog will love you for it.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Howard Garrett, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We were talking a little bit more about the grasshopper control off the air there and the biological approach of beneficial nematodes early on, and then the nolo bait or semi-spore, both of them are Nosema locusta, which is the biological pest control for grasshoppers, works very well. Also, if you haven't heard me talk about it before, if you have acreage especially, and you have any bare soil under fence lines or anywhere, getting mulch, shredded tree trimmings that you can get free, you know, from tree care companies in most cases, and or letting the hedgerows grow, letting things that are trying to grow grow. A lot of people cut it down, spray herbicides, and keep fence lines real clean, and you don't want to do that. You want hedgerows, because you have biodiversity as a result of the beneficial microbes in the soil, the insects that are above ground, birds, lizards, toads, frogs, you know, all those kinds of things. And that all gives you additional control. I started to tell you, Judy and I visited with Dr. Alan Sprinkle yesterday. An interesting reason that I'll tell you about, but we were looking at his ranch, Ian Sharner's ranch and farm, and they were starting to see some grasshoppers over there. It wasn't too bad yet, but it's going to start happening. If you can do the beneficial nematodes a little earlier than the time that you start to see them, it would be ideal, because that gets them when they're in the ground before the instars start coming out, the nymphs start coming out. And then the nolo bait works even after you started seeing them, like he was saying, because you'll have a succession of them coming out. Kaolin clay is the only thing you can do once they're up and really eating and feeding on things, and you've got to get it out pretty early before they do a whole lot of damage. And if you add something essential oil-wise, like Essentria or orange oil, to the kaolin clay when you dust, when you spray it, you put it out in a liquid form, and it's an anti-feeding thing. It confuses them and they start feeding if you get it out at the right time. So anyway, that's the situation with the grasshoppers. We went to see Alan because he had told us about a brewery that's there in Granbury near him. It's called a Revolver, and we went over there, and I have to say I was impressed. I have seen the Revolver trucks around, but they have an event every Saturday there where you get to do a beer tasting of four beers that they produce. And they apparently have an Aggie brewmaster that is really good. The beers are really delicious beers and different, very different. And they serve great sandwiches and things like that. They usually have music as well, but their band stood them up yesterday. But we enjoyed it, and you might try that out sometime. It's a Saturdays, noon to 3 or whatever, over in Granbury. Next up, Judy in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Hello, Judy.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I need to address and need help, if you will be kind enough to help me.
I'll try.
Bold, speckled rabbits and groundhogs that I like to prevent them from ravishing these types of plants that I have in my garden. Roses, marigolds, hostas, and zinnias. And if you can help me with that or tell me what I can plant or recommend that I should plant that the rabbits and the groundhogs don't like.
That's a tough one. Anything that we like, any food crops that we like, generally those little beasts like them as well. Judy, there are repellents on the market, as you probably know, that are pretty good for rabbits and moles and voles and gophers and all those kinds of things. If you look at the website Arbico-Organics.com, that's a good place. They're get one of their catalogs, and they have a real good explanation of a lot of different repellents and all, and can sell them to you mail order. You may have a local nursery or feed store or garden center that will have some of those in stock, and you could get them locally as well. The only other thing you can do, we had a fellow send me a letter a few weeks ago saying that he actually buried speakers and made them waterproof with plastic bags and cans over them and that sort of thing, connected them to an FM radio and ran FM radio signals into the ground, and he said it totally eliminated the pest. Judy and Alan and I were actually talking about this yesterday, and we were talking about an experiment that he might do by burying something down in the ground that would put off a vibration, kind of a large thud or vibration that would send those waves out through the soil. Some of the catalogs like Arbico and some of the retail centers will sell small devices that attempt to do the same thing. They put out a vibration every now and then. They run off batteries or off solar power, and they'll put off a vibration that runs out through the soil. The stronger it is, it doesn't have to be that loud. It just has to be enough of a vibration to go out, you know, in the soil, a banging or something like that. And the animals don't like it and tend to stay away from it.
Well, can you please spell the address for the .com, the Arbico or whatever
it's
it is?
It's Arbico. It's A-R-B-I-C-O dash Arbico-Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-C-S.com.
Okay.
Let me put you on hold. Got to run for a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I actually found the official name of the mite that I call a chicken mite. A&M, one of A&M's insect sites, has it on here. They call it a tropical fowl mite or a northern fowl mite or a house mouse mite. Ornithonesis, that's why I don't remember it very well, is the genus. And then this house mite is Liponisoides is the genus on it. They're kind of all grouped in the same batch. And if that pretty interesting technique that a caller recommended of the drop of turpentine on a sugar cube works, and I have no idea whether it does or not, but it's certainly an interesting thing. And again, there's a lot of information on the web about it, using turpentine in various ways, and turpentine and sugar is the most common one for all of these no-see-ums, chiggers, and these foul mites that we were talking about and all that. So we will continue to look into that and discuss it. Next up, Matt, I got something weird going on line three. Did I do something wrong there? Let me know. I'm going to go to Barbara and Alan right now. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question. We bought a house that had not really good Bermuda growing in the yard. It had two great big oak trees, and I think it just wasn't cared for properly.
Uh-huh.
But lost some of my oaks in this ice storm this past winter. It's opened up now, lots of light, and I want to replace that grass before any more goes away. Have a question. Would you recommend going back with the Bermuda, or is Zoysia something that's amenable to the area? I'm new here from Burney area.
Okay. Well, Zoysia is the hot the grass these days. You know, it's the one that everybody's looking at and buying.
My neighbors are all.
Yeah, and it's pretty. It's really lush and pretty and everything. Golf courses are going to it like gangbusters.
Uh-huh.
It has a couple of fatal flaws. The biggest one is that it's not durable to wear and tear, traffic on it.
Okay, so, I don't have any.
Okay,
traffic.
If it's just to look at and you get enough sun, and that brings up the second point on it, a lot of Zoysia is touted to be shade tolerant, and I don't think it is at all. I've never seen any indication that it's much more shade tolerant than Bermuda. St. Augustine would be better. So if you have enough sunlight, uh-huh, and you don't mind buying solid sod, it must be planted solid. It grows very slowly laterally, which can be a maintenance benefit. You know, you don't have to edge it and mow it quite as often.
Sure.
So in that case, it's great grass. Probably takes the same watering, has the same watering requirements more or less as St. Augustine grass, maybe a little bit less, but has more watering requirements than Bermuda and a whole lot more watering requirements than buffalo grass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the bluegrasses and fescues and all those would kind of be in the same category as Zoysia as far as watering requirements.
Okay. Okay. So for this area, what would be your recommendation?
Well, if you have enough sun, which means pretty much sun all day long, the best grass for me is buffalo grass because it's our only native grass, and it's a pretty color. You have to mow it almost never. You can mow it once a month, and it looks pretty good. Some people mow it every week, and that's fine too, but some people don't mow it at all. They just let it become a ground cover kind of a height.
Uh-huh.
So that's my favorite, but it does require full sun.
It requires full sun.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm afraid of that because of that. I do still have the oaks. They're just not as full as they used to be.
You can get away with the Zoysia just a little bit less light, but if it's a lot of shade, St. Augustine's what you have to stick with, or ground covers or mulches like we have talked about earlier.
Okay. And with that St. Augustine, then it doesn't have to be a solid. I could sod the perimeters and some in the middle, and it would catch up with itself.
It'll spread quite a bit more so than the Zoysia, but it's best always, if your budget allows it, to plant solid sod, and then you don't have weeds, you know, growing in it
coming
and have to fight so much during the establishment.
Sure. Okay. I sure appreciate your help, sir.
Appreciate the call.
Enjoy your show. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. And by the way, the caller that called earlier about Kentucky bluegrass, they were in Colorado, I think. I can't remember for sure, but the problems out in, hopefully they're still listening, the problems in Kentucky bluegrass are similar in a lot of ways to some of the southern grasses that we use. You could have disease, you could have insect problems, you could have various things. The first thing I'd do is a light application of a good quality compost, spray and drench the garret juice. If you add the mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria to the garret juice or get the product that already has it in there, that would be better. If it's a disease thing, you can do this no matter whether it is or not, and it'd be beneficial. But if it is a disease, it'll knock it out pretty quick for you, and that's cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal broadcast in problem areas at about 20 pounds, 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Is remarkable for controlling diseases. Also, when you spray garret juice, if you think it is a fungal disease, which are the most common diseases in any kind of turf, you can add some hydrogen peroxide to it. And in the case of a homeowner situation, just put 16 ounces per gallon of your garret juice spray the whole area, And there's nothing better for controlling diseases than that. If it happens to be an unusual bacterial disease, it'll even cure that. I don't know of any viral diseases that happen in lawn care too much, but it will also cure viruses like rose rosette, mosaic virus, and squash and things like that. My new book, you may want to get. I don't have as much of the hydrogen peroxide information in it. We've learned it just recently, the new uses for it. But all the other things, whether you've got a cool season grass like fescue or Kentucky blue or the buffalo grass that I like so much or the other southern grasses, they're all covered in my new book, Organic Lawn Care. John is next up in Colleyville, Texas. Hey, John.
Hey, Howard. Thank you, sir. We're building a house, and we've got to replant, if you want to say it that way, 21 trees, the equivalent of 63 caliper inches. Now, I don't know if we want to do 21 trees. I'll let you tell me that, because I really want to look at what the best size would be. And some issues we have with the lot, or we do have quite a bit of topography from one side to the other, and so I want to make sure that we do it right. We put the right trees in there. Obviously, we want to look at cost, but we don't want to go the cheapest route and then have a problem later.
Okay,
and
this is an abatement deal you've got to do for the city?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
And we just need to know, you know, who to go to and where to go, and try to save a little money, but try to do it right.
Sure. Well, you're in Colleyville. What kind of soil and what kind of native trees do you have growing right around you, real close to you there, John?
I can't tell you too much about the soil right now because we're in the early stages of building. We have had some soil samples done. We've got good soil there. We've had a little bit of dumping on the lot, but because we've got the topography, we're probably going to be moving a lot of the dirt around, if you can imagine that. And trees right now that we've got on there, we've got a lot. Almost all of the trees there are oak trees. I've got one cedar, but I think it's probably going to have to come down.
Okay. Is your soil red there? You could have sandy soil or clay there in Colleyville. Is yours kind of a red, sandier soil?
Yep, a little bit.
Okay.
Not as much as you would think. Okay. So I'm hoping that we've got some pretty decent soil there.
Well, my philosophy on planting trees has changed a little bit through the years. I used to recommend, when I was primarily in the landscape architecture business and doing commercial work, a lot of commercial work, we would design in as big a trees as we possibly could. I've switched around on that philosophy a little bit because younger trees that don't have, that haven't been in a container as long, will catch up and grow bigger than a tree that you paid a whole lot more money for in some cases, you know, that is a bigger caliper and a bigger tree. So I would tend to plant trees in the 2.5 to 3 inch caliper, try to get some that have good exposed flare showing at the top to begin with. Use somebody that understands that and will work with you about planting the trees properly and high enough. And also spacing the trees out more, unless you want to create a little forested situation. If that's the case, you can plant them as close together as you want to. But if you want the trees to stand individually, most people tend to plant trees a little bit too close together. So to meet your city's requirements to plant, I would maybe plant some of the trees in the smaller size, some of the native oaks, live oak, red oak. I'd look at some of the more introduced oaks as well. The Mexican white oak is great for your area and just a wonderful tree. If you can find any, the Canby oak is a great one to look at. And if you want to look at maples that would do well in a wide range of soils, the one that's my favorite in that category is the big tooth maple. The one called Trident also works, and it'll grow just about anywhere in the United States. It's a really tough and durable tree. But just try to be reasonable about how far you plant them apart. The main thing is get good quality trees. Work with somebody that understands planting them at the right height, somebody like More Tree Care or, you know, other companies that are in that business of organically planting the trees and understanding the the flares at the proper height.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. And when you get a good list going, if you want to shoot me an email, let me know any other questions you have. Be glad to help.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
You know, people that are – there's a lot of people around that are getting into it more and more, but the folks in the tree business, the landscape business that are still kind of ignoring how important it is to not have circling and girdling roots, to not have the tree too deep in the container, to have a flare dramatically exposed. When you interview the companies, if they aren't talking about that part of it, you may want to keep shopping around and find somebody that's really into that, because it'll make more difference to you long-term than anything you can do. For example, lace bark elms or Chinese pistachios or something like that that's an introduced tree, that's fine, and they're great. And I used to recommend them a lot, but I've gotten away from recommending them as much because they tend to be the most chronically too deep in the container and having the flares buried. So if you get container grown trees, especially the imported trees and the fancy maples and those kind of things, get that soil and mulch raked off the top and the flare exposed. The birds are out there really loud, and I'm going to move out for a while. I'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett with you after this break. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We've had a couple of people call, apparently, want to know what the book I mentioned was about lawn care issues and all. It's my new book. Just came out. It's called Organic Lawn Care. It's from University of Texas Press. You can go to universityoftexaspress.com and or utpress.com and get the information about it. They sell it. And of course, it's available from Amazon and all the usual things. Some of the retail stores are starting to have it in stock. So check with wherever your retail store is where you normally buy gardening books. And it's a fairly small book, paperback, but it covers all the issues that we talk about here in detail related to lawn grasses. And we cover the cool season stuff and the southern grasses. It's not just a regional book. So check it out and let me know what you think about it. Telephone number 866-444-3478. And Leona's turn in Plano, Texas. Hi, Leona.
Hi. I have a question about my windmill palm trees.
All right.
I have three in the front yard and three in the backyard. And the ones in the backyard were just planted. But the ones in the front yard, I don't know how long they've been there because I just moved into the house. But they're the biggest one and the second biggest one, they're about maybe the trunk is about 3 feet and then the other one is 2 feet. It looks like, I can't find any insects, but it looks like it might be bud rot from the research I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I, you know, the stems, the center spear is not pulling out and maybe I'm catching it soon enough. I don't see any insects. And maybe it was from the harsh winter or that crazy day where the big fluctuation in the temperature.
Right. Let's talk about the kind of palm it is. Do you know if it's a Japanese windmill palm? Is that what it is? Is it the one that has the real hairy trunk?
Yes.
Okay.
The windmill palm is that one, the Japanese windmill palm, and it tends to have a thicker trunk, or at least it looks like it, at the top than it does at the bottom. And that's the one of the most cold tolerant, hardy palms there is. So are we having this issue with all of the palms or just some of them?
All the ones in the front yard, and they've been there at least for a year.
Is there any green foliage at all?
Yes. It looks, the oldest foliage looks the best, and then it's the center ones, the youngest foliage that is like some of them. I just posted a picture on Facebook on your page.
Oh, okay.
And it's some of them are starting from the outsides of the fans and working their way in, and it's like all rotted, or it looks like it's been eaten or rotted all the way down to the very like center, like first part of the fan, starting from the stem. Some of them starts from the stem and is working its way out the other way. And then the very tips of the spears are brown.
Wow.
Like they're starting to rot.
Well, and this could be latent freeze damage. You know, when we had that 80 degrees to 15 degrees, it could definitely be that, even on the Japanese windmill palms, even though they're tough as they can be. Is there any chance, Leona, that these plants have been kept too wet?
I don't think the ones in the front yard have been. It's a very raised bed, and I've been checking the moisture level in that area, and it seems pretty like it's drying out pretty good in between. And we haven't even started any sprinklers or anything this year. It's just rain and then a little bit of hand watering up.
Well, is there any chance they got dried out the other direction?
Oh, possibly.
Well, look at that. Get a probe. That'd be the first step, is get a probe. And the easiest way to do that is, if you've got golf clubs around the house, just get an old driver and break the head off of it or saw it off at an angle. Use it as a probe to check the moisture, and you can tell by the feel whether it's too moist or too wet, and adjust there. There could be an issue there. And if it was too wet or too moist when we had that real bad cold change, that could be the culprit there, the two things working together. And then the next thing I'd recommend that you do, no matter what you find, balance out your moisture, but no matter what you find, apply the sick tree treatment to these trees. And it'd be the same sick tree treatment we use on normal trees, regular trees, and then just like we'd use on a palm. You can aerate, physically aerate if you want to, with the hydrogen peroxide addition to the Garrett juice. It's not as important to do it. So you put out the organic amendments that we recommend: compost, lava sand, green sand, cornmeal is important in this case because we may be dealing with disease. And then you spray the trees with Garrett juice with hydrogen peroxide added at about 16 ounces per gallon of spray. And you spray the trunk, soak it, spray the trunk really well, soak that bud area in the top, soak the foliage, and drench the areas around the trees on the ground.
Okay.
Step one, make sure the moisture's right, least. Then step two, the sick tree treatment like I just described.
Okay, great.
Let me know how it works. Send me some pictures. Well, you say it's on Facebook. I'll check it out. And if I see anything else, I'll comment in the next hour.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call. And I apologize to everybody on Facebook especially, but even on the website. I am so far behind in answering people's questions and everything. There's just, you know, when you go through the spring and into the early summer, there's a jillion of them, and I am not caught up, going to get that way in the near future. But keep sending the questions and don't give up. If I don't get back with you, don't think I never will. I will get caught up with everybody sooner or later. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter is free. Just go to the information on the homepage and fill out the form. We'll send it to you on a weekly basis. The next one will be about the hydrogen peroxide technology.